Hello, my name is Carl O'Connell, and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. Here are today's top stories. Amazon is to launch a competitor for YouTube. PayPal has unveiled its new returns program in Canada. And in the UK, nearly half of all online transactions are made on mobile. YouTube has just got some new global competition after Amazon has announced the launch of its own online video service. Whilst Amazon currently has its Prime Video service to rival Netflix, the new Amazon Video Direct will allow users to post their own videos online and receive royalties for successful content. To start with, the service will only be available in the UK, the US, Japan, Germany, and Austria. However, it's expected to be expanded worldwide eventually. Jim Freeman, vice president of Amazon Video, said that the company was excited to make it even easier for content creators to find an audience and for that audience to find great content. Viewers will only be able to watch videos without adverts if they are Amazon Prime members, but all viewers will be able to rent or even buy content from the site. Canadian PayPal customers will have any return shipping cost reimbursed from now on. According to the online payment company, a survey in April found that 40% of Canadians do not make online purchases because they worry about having to return it and pay for the shipping costs. PayPal has since begun offering its new Return Shipping on Us program in a push to increase sales, with the idea that people will feel more confident about ordering online. The new program will allow any of PayPal's 6.4 million Canadian customers up to 10 reimbursed return deliveries per year, with an amount of anything up to $30 available. Kerry Reynolds, the head of consumer marketing for PayPal Canada, called the new service a competitive differentiator and said it would also offer a potential revenue driver for smaller online sellers who can't afford to offer free returns to their customers. A report by digital marketing company Criteo has revealed that up to half of all online transactions are made in the UK are made on mobile devices. The survey, which took into account purchases throughout the first quarter of 2016, showed that with 49% of all e-commerce transactions being made through mobile, UK consumers are becoming increasingly reliant on their phones and tablets for researching and purchasing items. Another key statistic that came from the recent study was that of the transactions made on mobile, 65% of them took place on an app, as opposed to a web browser. It's noted by Business Insider that the availability of new click-and-collect services in larger cities could be a factor that's pushing the growth of m-commerce in the country. Research conducted by Illumio and NovaSB showed that over 95% of Brazilian internet users used the app. This was followed closely by Facebook on 87% before a fall to 50% of people using Skype. Nearly 76% of Brazilians use mobile messaging apps, meaning that around 60 million people are expected to be using WhatsApp this year. However, there is more good news for advertisers after a report last month showed that over half of messaging app users in Brazil said that they would be open to receiving adverts in exchange for keeping the cost of using the apps free. And finally, Dutch payment company iDEAL has announced that the 1 billionth payment has been made on its system. The announcement was made during the King's Day national holiday in the Netherlands, which marks the birth of King Willem-Alexander. With all banks in the country now offering customers the option to pay with iDEAL, the 53% increase of mobile payments in the past year has led experts to believe that the country can expect to see strong growth in the payment method. Since being launched in 2005, iDEAL has earned a 56% market share, making it the most used online payment system in the Netherlands. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.